There's a phrase that now hovers over the Charlotte city government, pay to play, an arrangement where political influence is for sale. Mohammed Mustafa says he was offered the chance at pay to play.
The way they did this process is this 100% pay to play scheme.
What's interesting about that statement, it's from July of 2011, 2.5 years before Mayor Patrick Cannon was arrested and resigned. That was Mustafa then. This is him now.
What I said in 2011, approve itself now in 2014, is approved.
Mustafa is the owner of Universal Cab in Charlotte. This week, he'll relaunch a lawsuit claiming bribes determined which taxi companies would service Charlotte's international airport. And Mustafa is not alone. Other taxi companies plan to launch lawsuits against Charlotte this week as well. In all, they will seek at least $60 million in damages. WFAE's Tom Bullock has been investigating claims of a bribery scheme run by a man named Mohammed Genetian, and it allegedly involves Patrick Cannon. Here's Tom's report.
When Mohammed Mustafa heard of Patrick Cannon's arrest, he wanted to scream out four words, I told you so.
I did, because I know it's coming sooner or later.
Frank Hinson says only one thing about the Cannon case surprised him.
It's surprising to me that he's the only one that's been investigated up to this point.
And Obaid Khan says he responded to the news this way.
I think I had a few tears come out of my eyes.
Tears of joy after years of frustration. Maybe now, Khan thought, people will listen. Khan, Hinson, and Mustafa had each been repeating a similar refrain. Patrick Cannon was corrupt. His political influence was for sale. We're going to examine their allegations in three parts. First, here's how they say the pay-to-play scheme went down. In 2011, all three men owned cab companies in Charlotte, and all three had full access to the most lucrative market in the city for taxis, Charlotte Douglas International Airport. In fact, every cab company in the city did. That summer, the city council decided to slash the number of companies that could pick up passengers at the airport. Where a dozen companies had been, only three cab companies would remain. It was a plan championed by Jerry Orr, who at the time was a city employee and in charge of the airport.
We believe that the drivers working will make more fares in less time. Intuitively, we know that a happier worker makes a happier customer, and that will lead to a better image for the airport.
It was a controversial move that had been debated and delayed for more than a year. And while the council publicly deliberated which companies would get the taxi equivalent of a golden ticket, Frank Hinson says his phone began to ring.
Mohammed Genetian called me a half dozen times leading up to this thing and said, Frank, I need for your company to come on board. We're going to make a play at the airport, and I'd hate to see you get left behind.
Remember that name, Mohammed Genetian. We'll have more on him in a moment. But what's important here is this. At the time of those phone calls, Frank Hinson owned Checker Cab Company, and he's confident Genetian was proposing a pay-to-play scheme. For the right price, Hinson could guarantee his company would get one of those coveted airport slots.
It was not even innuendo. It was pretty cut and dried.
Mohammed Mustafa still owns Universal Cab Company, and he too was getting calls from Genetian, offering, he says, the same pay-to-play scheme.
He kept calling me every other day.
How much was he asking?
$5,000. $5,000. He wanted me to be a gold member for $5,000.
That $5,000? It's an annual fee to become a corporate partner of the Greater Charlotte Hospitality and Tourism Alliance, or HTA for short. Genetian is the president of the HTA. Now, a little background on Mohammed Genetian. Genetian started work in the hospitality industry as a courtesy van driver at a hotel in Charlotte.
I realized that the bottom line was I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was working hard. I had the dedication to my job.
That's Genetian being interviewed in 2012 on CPCC television. And it's the only time you'll hear from him in this piece. Genetian never responded to multiple interview requests from WFAE. Tax records show, among other things, the HTA's board of directors dating back to 2005. When the city council was deliberating the airport move, Patrick Cannon was on the HTA board. Obaid Khan, who co-owns Diamond Cabs, says they did not take part in the alleged scheme.
We feel like you shouldn't have to pay to play, and you know that's exactly what took place at the airport.
Frank Hinson of Checker Cab also declined. But Mohammed Mustafa of Universal Cab, well, he was curious. and what he says here tracks with his sworn statements given to a federal court. Mustafa wanted to make sure he got what he paid for, so he asked Jannatian to prove he could deliver.
Now, Mohammed Jannatian introduced me to Better Karen. He looked at me up and down, and he said, is he gonna be a member of us? Right there, showing me this Better Karen in Kahoot with us as HTA, us, HTA.
At the time, Patrick Cannon was mayor pro tem and head of the taxi selection committee. 2 days later, Mustafa says he paid Jannatian, but not the full amount.
I said, Mohammed, I saw your influence. I'm going to give you $2,500 now. I give you $2,500 later after I see everything.
Mustafa says Jannatian told him that wasn't good enough. When the winners were announced, Universal was not one of them. Neither was Diamond Cab or Checker. The three companies that were granted slots were originally Yellow Cab, Crown Cab, and King Royal. They were deemed best by the selection committee led by Patrick Cannon. That decision, Frank Hinson believes, was rubber-stamped by the full city council.
The council was very callous in dealing with the taxi companies. They didn't want to hear anybody's sad stories. And it was the fix was in, and they knew it.
The council had to backpedal on one choice almost immediately when it was discovered two owners of King Royal had done time in a federal penitentiary. That company was out. It would be replaced by a new company called CityCab, a company that is a corporate sponsor of the HTA, Mohammed Jannatian's group. Then came news the FBI was investigating Crown Cab for fraud. The company had a contract to transport Medicaid recipients to and from doctors. Crown Cab was billing the Mecklenburg County Department of Social Services for trips that never occurred. Crown admitted fault in the case, but says it paid the money back. The company remains at the airport. A representative from Crown Cab has been on the HTA board of directors since 2009. For this to be a pay-to-play scheme, there needs to be something in it for those in power. So let's take a look at how this could have benefited the two most prominent people involved, Mohammed Jannatian and Patrick Cannon. Let's start with Jannatian and his salary. As the Charlotte Observer first reported, Jannatian sets his own salary. Some years, it amounts to 40% of the alliance's total revenue. Tax documents show that from 2005 through 2010, Jannatian's average salary was a little more than $212,000. In 2011, the year the alleged pay-to-play scheme was in high gear, Jannatian's salary dropped to $167,000. The next year, Jannatian's salary skyrocketed to more than $243,000. The HTA is effectively a one-man shop. Those same tax records show the group spent just $73,000 on salaries for the rest of the staff. Yet the HTA has more than 800 corporate members, ranging from Bank of America and the Carolina Panthers to financial advisors and strip clubs. Those companies, through sponsorship, membership, and fundraisers, gave the HTA just shy of $640,000 in 2012. It's a testament to how connected Mohammed Jannatian is. As one Charlotte businessman and HTA board member told the Charlotte Observer, what Jannatian promises, he delivers. As for Patrick Cannon, two of the winning cab companies gave political contributions to Patrick Cannon. Now, there's nothing illegal in doing so unless such contributions are in return for political favors, something the FBI says happened in its case against Cannon. In February of 2011, two owners of Yellow Cab gave Cannon's campaign a total of $8,000. That's the maximum allowed under the law. Now, these were made at the same time that the committee Patrick Cannon chaired was picking which cab companies would get the airport contract. The owners of Yellow Cab gave heavily to Cannon in 2013 as well, when he was running for mayor. Campaign finance reports show those associated with Yellow Cab contributed $28,000 to Cannon's campaign. Now, that's more than 10% of what the campaign raised. And CityCab also gave to Cannon's mayoral campaign 27 separate donations. One, for $500, came from CityCab's owners. The other 26 were smaller donations, below $300 each, and they came from the company's drivers. In all, it totaled just over $5,000. Finally, you may be wondering if someone went to the authorities. Mohammed Mustafa did, from the chief of the Charlotte Police Department on up.
I went to the chief. I got no response. Okay? When I called the FBI, they told me, you will hear from us. I never heard again. I went to the DA office. They told me, we prosecute what the police department bring us. I went to USADA. They told me, we prosecute what the FBI bring us. I went to four different offices of government. What should I do?
Again, this was laid out in Mustafa's original court filings. He withdrew that suit over fears there wasn't enough proof of this kind of corruption existing in Charlotte. Mustafa says now that Patrick Cannon has been snared in an FBI sting, he's refiling that suit.
I lost a lot of income. I lost my home. Okay, this company lost revenue from the million to 400,000 right now.
Mustafa will also petition for readmittance to the airport. After losing the airport, Frank Hinson says he couldn't keep Checker Cab afloat.
We're no longer a taxi company at all. We've closed.
Now he plans to sue the city as well. And Obaid Khan says this week he'll also ask a court for full access to Charlotte Douglas, along with $15 to $20 million in damages. One other suit from a taxi company has already been filed. They, too, seek $20 million in damages. Tonight, cab owners plan to speak at the city council meeting. We'll bring you that story tomorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.